might have to ask ChatGPT some questions. Like,
yeah, we definitely should.
Are I friends? Well, take two. All right, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Figure Out, where we go through the winding river of life. How are y'all doing? We are back in this river. It's not as choppy as it was no more, but we're hitting this love curve right now. So hold on to your raft.
Let's not call it a love curve.
We about to
dive relationship. Relationship curve.
We got to define this. So we're going to be defining the difference between relationship and dating and courting and talking and semi-talking and what it is. No label, the Little Dirk, the India, the Jay-Z, the Beyonce, the Will and Jada, the Open. We're going to do it all today.
Oh,
we'll figure it out. So grab your paddle and let's roll. Tish, what do we got?
We got. Yo, that was a hell of an intro. I like it. So we were speaking on another episode and about you and your new relationship.
My boo. Then, I don't want to put her name out there. I don't want to jinx it, but I love you, boo. Love you, boo.
Whoa. He said the L word, y'all.
Oh, is that a big thing?
Yes.
Oh.
What? I
have emotions. I be feeling it. I be feeling it.
Okay.
All right, so is I love you versus like I care about you? Is that different?
Same thing. Of course. No, it's not.
Not same thing. Oh, do tell.
What? Do tell.
What? You care about somebody, you love them.
Mm-mm.
No, not care for. Not like I'm taking care of you. That's different than care about. Care for and care about are two different things.
I care about a lot of people. I don't love them.
No, you care about them. Do you care for them?
Not necessarily.
Okay, interesting. Way to compartmentalize. Continue.
Yo, you were really looking for something else that just was not coming.
You
can definitely care for someone and not love them. I care for you. So, okay, so I'm going to put myself out there. I was in a relationship.
We're going there. Oh, we're going there, y'all. Hold on to the
And it just came to a point, and I said, I don't love you anymore.
Oh, wow.
I care for you. I care about you. But I just don't love you anymore. Because love is a deeper feeling. Yes. Love is, like you said, is an emotion. It's a very strong emotion.
Yes.
So to care for somebody is one thing, but to love them is a whole nother thing. So
So how about this though? So to love somebody versus be in love with somebody, that's two different things also.
It surely is.
All right, so we have to bring the scale out and not to sell dime bags either. We're gonna have to bring the scale out.
Yeah. No, definitely you can care for somebody, care about, but you don't have to love them, as well as you can love somebody, but you're not in love with them.
In love with that person.
Like, gotcha. you love your friends, but you're not in love with them.
That is true.
Right.
I don't know if I love them. I like a lot of my friends. No, I do love my friends. They kind of
I'm like, you love them because you hang out with them, you talk to them, you put up with them, you deal with it. You know, you listen to them rant and rave about whatever, so you love them. You know?
That is true.
But you know, you're just not in love with them. Like, you're not going to take the next steps with them or nothing.
All right, so question then. So in that case, can love be, do you have a choice to be in love?
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
So you have the choice.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like it's more like,
and you know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like I didn't choose to be in love. I didn't make me feel this way. This the circumstance and emotion made me go this way and had this overwhelming effect on me. Therefore, I know that it's love. So it's different than me like, I didn't like to, I want to be in love with this. Like, you can't pick like, oh, I want to be in love with her. That shit ain't going to happen. Good luck. You could try.
Marshawn Lynch, I'm in love with you. You love me. You just don't know it yet. Okay.
Hey, listen. When he meets you, he's going to be over the moon and back.
He probably will be like, if you don't get this crazy woman off of me, not away from me, off of me, because I am going to jump on him like he is a bouncy castle.
And he going to see you for the ride of your life, because he used to have a 300-pound men on his back. And he take it across the goal line.
So, you are my squishy.
Just saying. Just saying. You might be the only thing that can stop him.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Oh, man.
Call me. Okay, I'm sorry.
You're good.
We were saying what now?
All right, so you're saying we had the love scale out. So we're like, you could care about somebody, care for somebody, love somebody, but not be in love with that person. So there's different stages, different things going on. So we're going to take this, I guess, to relationships and dating and courting is our main like theme for today.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
So we went to the intellectual gods of artificial intelligence.
AI.
Yeah, yeah. And what is dating? So according to AI, dating is a social activity that people engage in when they are interested in pursuing romantic or sexual relationships with others. It is a process where two or more. Okay.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? Progressive much. Where it's a process where two or more individuals get to know each other better with the intention of assessing compatibility and the potential for a more serious committed partnership. Ooh, I like that. So dating, is just getting to know somebody.
Okay.
So
that don't gotta be exclusive. You can date multiple people, is what you're saying.
Right, basically. And because, like, all right, so I remember you would say you would date, but you would only date one person.
Yeah, I mean, like, I consider dating and talking to and like having interest in or seeing if something worked. I think that's a one person show, one person thing for me.
Right. Where, you know, according to this definition, it's definitely more than two people, possibly. And it takes various forms. So you get to know each other.
Yeah. I don't feel like you can like truthfully get to know somebody if you like if your time is spent like spread out. It's like they're not getting your all. They're getting a portion of, so you don't know if what it could be because you're not investing. Like if I put a quarter in four machines, I'm going to go play for a minute on each machine. If I put a dollar in this machine over here, I'm going for a whole 15 minutes. So it's like, I mean.
But that's dating. You put in your quarter in the four different people.
Oh, whoa. I don't know about all that.
Well, it says where two or more individuals get to know each other. So
I think AI needs to get it together.
No, AI is progressive.
They in different computers. He in different operating systems.
It understands the times of 2023. So that's what it's doing. But it's getting to know each other, your romantic intent, activities, communication, emotional connection, commitment level, physical intimacy, and timing. Ooh, it says for timing, the timing and pace of dating can vary. Some people may date for a short period before deciding if they are compatible, while others may take their time and date for an extended period before committing to a more serious relationship. And you know what? I'm sitting here thinking about it. It's like, do people date? Like that dating to me always, you know, as crazy as it sounds, confuse me. It's like, you know, now we have a definition to what is dating, but it's like dating the same person, like going out with somebody. At what point do you stop, quote unquote, dating and then, you know, take it to that next piece? And with that next,
so I guess piece, dating is what you do before there's.
Say that one more time.
It's like we're gonna equivalent dating. The dating is what you do before the commitment. So dating is like we go to a lot. We're test driving the car, but we didn't sign on that line that we want to buy this car or lease this car. So if we do dating in terms of car buying, we're test driving, which is the date. Now if we're still not sure if you want to commit, then we do a lease option with the option to buy later. So leasing is the
part is the date.
And like, let me put my toe in the water. Let me put my toe in here and see what's going on before I sign on this dotted line and have to own you until you die or I trade you in. car wise.
Well, I mean,
I buy cars. That
analogy might go for people in relationships. Like you hear about people being married for umpteen years and then decide to want to go.
I want to trade them in for two 20s.
Dummy. grass ain't greener on the other side. No. And sometimes what looks pretty ain't pretty once you take all that stuff off. Anywho,
that's a whole other topic. Like, is it yours? Is it real? BBL is real. Like, you was not born with that.
I remember the days when women were okay with what they had. What they had was enough. You were enough the way you looked. Yes. You embraced how you looked. And then all of a sudden, now we just got this influx of insecurities. You getting lip fillers, getting Botox because you don't want no wrinkles, no frown lines. You getting butt injections, you getting your chest done, stomachs, lengthening your legs. Like, what?
That's the thing? Lengthening your legs to be tall?
Dude, there was somebody who paid.
I'm going to Google that.
You're going to have to. Went out of country and got his legs lengthened because he wanted to, like, I think he went to date somebody and they wouldn't talk to him because he was
like,
short.
I can't do 5'9". It's 6 foot and above. Well, let me get these other 3 inches because
right,
I'm only 5'9". That's crazy.
But teach his own.
He went through the pain and everything. He was dedicated.
Oh, that is.
My thing is, like, I'm old fashioned. Like, I'm just unapologetically me. I'm not like, I mean, I can't see somebody changing for a person. Cause like they're saying that once you change for a person, that person will change on you. Cause evidently they didn't like you to begin with. So like, why change for somebody they don't like? If they don't like the authentic you, and they don't deserve you. That's my thing. Like, I like authentic people. Like, I see you like at the store with the little bonnet on your head with no makeup on. That's you. That's who I like. Cause like, there's this video and it was like, I think it's either the gram or TikTok, but it was like, how to attract a man. It was like, wear your hair down. So then she put her hair up. It was like, show your skin. Yes. Then she put on a sweatshirt. It was like, everything she said. Now I got that. Now I don't need nobody because nobody should be looking at me right now.
Right. Doing the exact opposite. That's how it goes.
But that's me though. But like, I'm for like, everybody has different what they prefer, like what they like, stuff like that. I'm just like, you can be gorgeous. That's okay. But like, God forbid there's an accident. God forbid your face burns. Like, we don't know. So you can't fall in love with somebody's looks because they may not always look that way. You have to like know the actual person, or like somebody can get a disease or something like that. And then like, first, like, say you marry somebody for their hair and then they get pregnant and they get alopecia and all their hair comes out. So you don't like that person no more?
Why are we so it's like, keep coming back to this?
I mean, because we were talking about Jada earlier. My bad.
like, I equate hair to Jada now. Like, absolutely nothing else.
But that's the thing though. So like, you can't say that, your skin is this, and then like, then like you said, like you might have a face off incident where, you know, a two face can't fall in love with the outside. That's me. I'm an inner person. Like, I like to see somebody in their element and how they treat other people.
That's how it used to be, and I wish it would go back to that. But no, but it,
like, are you mean to your mom? Like, do you disrespect your mom? Do you disrespect your dad? Are you cool with your brothers and sisters? Are you that, like, remember I said we go back to, like, what friend are you with that? Like, I want to know what friend you are. Like, right. Are you that friend that everybody depends on? That can be a problem / good thing. That means you're dependable. But if you have too many people depending on you, then, like, we can't really pursue because then, like, when they need you, like, are you going to be with me, the person you're with, or you're going to be that dependable friend? Like, there's a boundary. Right. So there's lines that have to be drawn there. But that comes with, like, when you sign that contract, when you're in the leasing department, what is your boundary? So me and my friend, we had the whole, when we were talking about going like farther, we sat down on our multiple hour conversation and our thing was, what are red flags for you or like straight boundary lines that like you're not going to put up with? And like, you tell me what you're, and so we went through that list. Like, listen, like, I'm cool with this, but this is a no-go. And she's like, well, I'm cool with this, but that's a no-go. Then you come to that consensus, like, do we both agree with these no-goes? If we can't agree with them, then there's no point in pursuing going further with that because we're already saying that we're not going to pass these lines. But like, so I think that's like, that's where the clear communication comes from. If you're communicating that and it's like, you know, even if there's like a misunderstanding, like, you're not mad, you're like, maybe you misunderstood me, this is what I meant. All right, cool, we get past that and then we get back on the tracks. That's what like building the relationship like actually is, like when it comes to the leasing department and then buying the car. Then you put miles on the car.
For sure. Now, We have, well, some of us have, the older generation, sad to say it like that, have heard the term courting. Now, is there a difference between dating and courting?
I think, well, but what does AI have to say about courting?
Ooh. Well, it says there is a difference. The distinct difference is the approaches to a romantic relationship. And they often involve different goals, expectations, and practices.
So basically, like, so dating is like test driving the car. Like you said that, we're going to use the car analogy. Courting is, I want to know what this car is going to do for me when I buy it.
Yeah. And so what I gather from, it's, I mean, it's
like you're passing the date stage. Like you're basically looking for, like, I'm looking for something. I'm not looking at the date. I'm looking for a wife.
Right. Basically. So courting is looking for that.
I'm not trying to date partner. And break up. I don't want to have a 6-month fling or 2-year fling. I want the long right. haul. Are you? I need to see what your mindset is for the long haul. I think that's what courting is. Basically. Courting, I yes. get to see family values, family beliefs. Like you're do, like I said, do's and don'ts, communication. Like, I think that's the whole courting process. And mm-hmm. I don't think with courting, I don't think there's no, like, there's no sexual attraction involved, because like there's no touching, there's no kissing, there's no intimacy. I don't think there's no intimacy in courting. Oh, I don't believe there is. Like I know the Amish do it, and the Muslim is supervised, so you don't kiss and have like lustful feelings versus actual raw emotion, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Yeah. Yep. You're right. It's and then it, like you said, it is a religious.
Right.
Distinction as well, you know, depending on your faith base, those two terms can mean different things and can be used differently. So yeah, this that, but I don't think in today's time courting is even a thing. I don't even think
courting is honestly, courting is a thing of the past, unless they're living in the sticks in upper Pennsylvania. They're not informed with the everyday society, no internet, phone and stuff like that. But they don't have it. Then they might have their old beliefs, their old, you know, old cultures. But but these days and times, like if you're in the 21st century, it's hard to filter anything in regards to like how you would date or how you want your kids to date, or I guess with the sense of an arranged marriage, that might be the only thing you possibly could do. Like, let me arrange something for you. Like, you know what I mean? Because
those aren't even guaranteed to work either.
They're not, but that's the thing though. It's not about it working. Mm-hmm. It's about that. It's 50-50 with whoever you're with. It's just a matter of, it's a commitment. It's a marital contract, and you're going to make it work regardless. Because people, like, you hear it all the time. It's like, oh, I met my significant other. We just arranged marriage. We didn't like each other. We didn't know each other, but then we grew to love each other. And then they have some good relationships. Yeah. They're successful. You know, they have like a common goal. Like, we have to be successful for the family, per se.
Right.
So it's the same thing. Like even back in the day, like if we're trying to reproduce and like we're trying to look for like genes and like the Indian culture and native cultures, like I'm not going to date somebody that can't catch wild game. That means you're weak. Wow. You're not going to be on my radar. So I think in these days and times, I think that's what females, they look at. They're like, all right, well, he has a nice job, a nice house, a nice car. So he's financially stable, can take care of me, so I can pursue that. But then you have them girls too that be like, oh, he's on the corner, he's chilling, he's poor, he's a bum, he's inconsistent, he's a player, he got 10 different baby moms, I might be baby mom number 11. And then they make that decision too. So I guess it's a matter of how they make their decisions and which river they want to float in. Because like, if you see somebody got 10 baby moms, you want to be number 11. Like, please go that way. Don't be on my radar at all. Like, at all.
I can never understand those.
Bad judgment. Sorry to say, bad judgment.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, and it's like, where does that judgment, like, where did you get that from? Like,
where the people that, all right, so you see what's wrong, but then you expect different. Oh, he was a player, but he's going to change for me.
Yeah, that's the definition of crazy.
Insanity.
Yep. Just saying. But yeah, so we talked about dating, we talked about courting. Now let's talk about this new stuff, situationships.
What is a situationship?
Well, a situationship is a romantic or sexual relationship that lacks clear definition, boundaries, and commitment. Situationships, usually the individuals are often in a gray area between friendship and a traditional defined romantic relationship. So it says there are lack of labels, undefined commitment, unclear expectations, variability in emotional connection, temporary or casual nature, lack of future planning, and ambiguity.
You that know? Just sounds like a situationship.
It also sounds like the definition of entanglement, like dumb
stuff. But that's the thing, though. It's like, what a situationship. Like,
you, no. You know what situationship sounds like to me? Friends with benefits.
Yeah, that's a type of situationship.
It's just, that's pretty much what it sounds like. You are not boyfriend, you're not girlfriend, you are
is
not.
Is it being content with the situation at hand?
I guess.
I guess
Maybe
I call it comfortable.
They're not right. They're not ready
like,
for.
So
yeah. There you go.
We're talking. We're not official, but like, if I have an event to go to, I'm like, oh yeah, do you mind accompanying me here? Because I'm comfortable with you. People already see me with you. They already think that we're an item. But so I'd rather take you than somebody else.
That's not a situationship.
Friends with benefits.
Yeah, that. That's
like
a
you
gray
need a
area
date.
between
You
the
need a date
two.
to go somewhere. And it's going to be like the person that you see with the person that you're talking to, that you're in a not a relationship, like, no label John Witt. Like, I can't see you taking somebody else. Or like, yeah, the real life friend, like how we started was like, we were in a situationship. We're not in a relationship, but it was like the thing was like, I'm not looking to talk to nobody else. I'm only talking to you. And we both had that mutual understanding. So it's not like, but I guess if something does come up, it wouldn't be considered cheating because we're not defined. If that, but it's weird though. But that won't come up because, like,
Right,
we already
see?
know. Like, it's I guess it's a situation.
Yeah. You talked yourself
Situationship.
right into the
Right
definition
into a
of
situationship. God damn. Like, no, it's funny though. But yeah,
like,
I mean, but if you guys are both knowing on the same page, like, you're not talking to nobody else. It's just y'all. And then, like, my thing is like, talk to whoever you want to talk to. But at the end of the day, like, if I call you or I text you or you're constantly texting me, like, my thing is like there's not enough hours in a day for you to talk to anybody. It's like how, like, if you it must be when I'm sleeping. It has to, but like say like me, like
no,
I'm at work
it's
like
not.
13 hours a day.
Okay.
Then I talk to you for 3. That's 16. Then I gotta go to sleep 17, 18, 19, 20. So I got 4 hours out there that's unaccounted for. And I'm probably doing something. I gotta walk my dogs, I got politics, I got meetings to go to. Like I'm not doing nothing crazy out of pocket.
That's you. Because you don't have the time to, but the other person might have more time than you do.
Reach.
Like, and you know, there are certain parties that are better at talking to multiple people than others. I'm not going to say it's women, but men definitely get stupid.
Oh, I think women do it too. They probably text multiple individuals. Then you send that wrong text and you got to try to clean it up.
Right. And we clean it up pretty well.
Y'all
Y'all
do. I must admit, like, oh, that's what you meant. Okay.
not gonna lie, some of y'all are idiots. We'll just believe whatever a woman says.
She just called me John. I don't know what John.
I was talking about the bathroom. Not that John. I'm telling you, like, it's crazy, but situationships definitely not for the faint of heart. Definitely not something I would encourage anybody to get into because, like, there's no emotional attachment. But I think once you bring physicality into it, you get emotionally attached.
Okay.
It's just the way it is.
I think when you so relationship wise, because like so like cause we like so like me and my friend now, well, me and my boo thing, my boo. So we we talked like so like so remember we met on a tail end of her leaving, so like we didn't really
Okay.
have a whole summer to like you know get to know each other.
Okay.
But the crazy part is like with that though, I think after a while, like when you consistently become a part of somebody's day, not that it's routine, but it's like it become like. It's hard to explain. Like, so becoming a part of somebody's day, I think that's a big step as far as commitment and like taking next steps to go forward. Because like, if like me, like, we don't talk every day. My other friends, we don't talk every day. But like, if you talk to somebody
Okay.
every day, You understand what I'm saying? Like me and you, like, we don't talk every day. Like, we're friends, right. We're cool friends, but like, we can pick up where we left off at and stuff like that, Sunday, Saturday, Friday. But like, we're not an everyday, like, good morning, Tish. How's your day going, Tish? Good night, Tish. Like, we're not there. Now, I think that when you get that, you know, be safe, drive home safe. Are you okay? How are you feeling today? Good morning, good night, consistently every day, checking on you, calling throughout the day, FaceTime today, how are you doing? Date nights. Like, I think that's like, that's a engaged commitment on both ends. Cause like, you know, like, out of everybody in your phone, you don't text, you don't talk to somebody in your phone every day. And if you do talk to them every day, if they're not your kid, like my mom talks to me every day, so she don't count. Right. That's my mom. But like, right. Even my brother, we don't talk every day. We talk like sporadically. But so when somebody's on your everyday radar, I think that's a special situation or a special relationship.
Yeah. All right. Maybe. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
So how does that start? All right, so like, Chris, like, so if somebody, all right, so like, do you believe in like the whole, like, the good night, the good mornings, like the first person you wake up, the last person you text, and blah, 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 like all that good, like, love Disney stuff?
What about it?
Like, do you believe in that? Like, do you think that if somebody's saying, because like, you can't equivalent somebody saying good morning, good night to like, oh, like, they're totally in something because they say good morning, good night every day. Like, you might have a coworker, like, you go to work in the morning, you say hi to your coworkers, and you leave, you say goodbye. That don't mean y'all in a relationship. You see them every day. I mean, you wish them out, drive safely, drive home good. Like, me, you care. Right. That don't mean you love them.
Right. See, back to what I said earlier. Yeah. I'm very different. So I'm not big on that good morning, good night stuff. If you say it or I say it, all right. See, but
I'm a helpless romantic, so it's different.
So, like, do you feel some type of way when you get those or when you send those?
Like, I just like seeing her name on my screen.
Oh Lord, you are hopeless.
It gives me butterflies. It warms my heart. It makes me smile. So she can just say, "Hey," she can send me the alphabet every hour on the hour for 24 hours. She can send me A. She can send me a B. If I see your name, I'm gonna be happy.
Oh my God.
I'll be in there.
You know what makes me happy? Seeing money in my bank account. That's what
makes me. That's never not a bad thing.
I love to see it when my bank account has money in it.
Would you take money over communication? Like, so if somebody consistently gave you money and like took care of you, if that's your equivalent of like, all right, this person cares about me, this is a relationship, versus me like, so like, I don't want to talk to you every day.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I come across like this cold-hearted ogre or something. I'm not.
That gets into the whole materialistic thing. I don't know if that's materialistic per se. Because I got it. It's on the tip of my tongue. Okay. It's, what's your love language? Is it communication? Is it gifts? Is it receiving? Love language is definitely a thing. It's like, how do you love? How do you want to be loved? Because it's definitely different.
All right. So that's a good question. I value communication.
Okay. I mean, you're a communications major, so I would assume that you value communication.
Yeah, some people, I'm like, you could really just not talk to me. But my love language. Oh, dang. Okay. So I am a arms person. Sounds very weird. I know. I like
arms. Marshall has big arms. I understand.
He sure does. So I like arms. So I guess you could say like my love language is like hugs.
Okay.
But let me say this. Not everybody can hug me though. I am not a hugger. I like hugs from people that I want to hug from. You can't. You can't always just come up to me randomly and hug me. I will have a face of disdain. Like, why are you touching me? So,
okay.
That's, I guess you could say it's my love language is hugging, being having a decent level of communication is something that I appreciate greatly. I'm not an argumentative person. I don't like confrontation, but if there's a misunderstanding of some sort, I would appreciate either you coming to me or if I can come to you and not be combated with you for whatever it is I'm saying. That's I guess that's my thing, but I'm not a real big physical person. You know, like PDA is not, it's not on
right,
my
so,
up there.
all right, so, so, all right, so you're not a PDA person. So that's because PDA is not your love language, but your bank account being full is your love
Sure is. Sure
language.
is.
She said, "You know what says I love you? A lot of zeros."
Facts.
Like, yo, you want $100?
Facts.
Put some more zeros behind that joint. You'll see how I really
Yo.
feel. I'm dead.
No, I'm not like I don't want it to make it seem like I'm just money hungry. I don't need the money from that person, but if you want to adorn me with, funds, I am not gonna shy away from it. That's
Right,
for
so, are
sure.
you, so, all right, so say if somebody bought you a gift, are you okay with the gift, or you was like, I could have used the money and got what I really wanted to get?
Oh no, I would
Okay,
take
all
the
right, cool.
gift.
All right, okay, cool. Okay. Let's make it sure you ain't that good. Oh man, like, damn, that's
People
crazy.
put time and effort into finding other people gifts. And that's why sometimes I'm like, if somebody buys you a gift and you just like dismiss it, that's real hurtful because they really
They
thought
spent
about
time
it
on that
for
joint. They
you.
wrapped it. They presented it to you. They were like, yeah,
Right.
like I didn't want that shit, but
Right.
me.
And if you don't want it, don't say it in front of their face. Don't be
I was
so
like, you know how
rude.
long I stood in line for that shit?
Right.
Like,
Like,
understandable. Understandable.
yeah, so no, but if somebody gives me a gift, like I get little handwritten pictures and notes from the students I work with, and I take it and
Like, I ain't
I'll
asked
get
for this.
like, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna take it like this is the best you can do and just rip it up. I'm not gonna do that.
Oh
So,
Lord. All right, so back to our relationship goals. So what do you think about people that, so let's say like people that are sexually active on a regular, like sex is their love language, they engage in sexual activities, but they do it with selected people, but not the people that they want to be with. So like say they meet somebody they want to be with, they won't do that person because they want to build a relationship before they have sex. But somebody that like a random hookup, they don't mind hooking up with somebody because it's random and they don't care, it doesn't mean anything. What do you have to say about that?
that's weird. It's like mad weird.
It is, right?
It's very
It is.
strange. You might want to see a doctor about
Now,
that.
you have sex on a regular, but to random people, but it's somebody you actually like, you want to hold the goods because you like them.
It
But
doesn't make any
or you
sense
don't
at
want them
all.
to see you in that sexual light.
It doesn't make any sense
Is it a respect thing?
whatsoever.
It must be a respect thing.
It can't be respecting if you're going to just throw yourself out to any random stranger. But
Because
not
they
the
don't mean
person
any,
that you're.
because they don't mean anything.
Child, that's how you end up in hospitals with
Oh,
diseases and
oh, oh,
things.
oh! I mean, that's not me. I'm waiting for my
I'm
wife.
oh, I know it's not you, but I'm just, and it's crazy because like, you don't want to pass judgment on people, but that's crazy. No, that's just makes no sense. Like,
Or how do you decipher? Like, so we're all adults here. So now,
are
how do we
we?
know? If you go somewhere, you meet somebody, and you're here from the rip. Do you know, like, so a female meets a guy. We're walking down the street, bang, eyes, contact, bang, bang, hi. In that moment, it's married, could have kids, possibility, just to hook up, friends, zone, done, no thank you. All in that, like, right there. You went through the whole phase, like, all right, I'm looking at him. He's an eight. I'll definitely fuck him. I'll definitely marry him. I'll have kids by him. I can see he's going somewhere. Or you walking by, you're like, yeah, he's a three. He can buy me coffee, lunch, but I don't want to be seen in public with him. Like, that's all on that stage right there. That's all on that stage. You don't
Okay.
agree? So, girl, so females don't be like, they don't categorize people like we be.
I'm really not the person
Y'all, they be
to
having that
ask
office husband, the church husband, the kids' baseball husband, the whole nine, the poppy store. I gotta
right.
watch my car, pump my gas.
So, well,
But everybody has a
that's
category.
for them pretty girls.
So pretty girls do the friend zone.
Pretty girls do their friend stuff. The real girls, we don't really have time for that. And that. No, we live in today's world. We live in today's time. We want to deal with people how they want to deal with us. I'm not going to sit there and compartmentalize and put you in this category, that category, to use you for whatever suits my needs. That's stupid and
All
childish.
right, but if you are like, if your needs are financial, you need your financial. If your needs are sexual, you need your sexual. If your needs are emotional, you need your emotional. But my thing is like, how do you, so how do you know somebody likes you for you or they want that, 10 goodies.
I'm gonna be very honest. I don't.
You don't know if they do or not.
No, because my mindset is not there. I be oblivious. I so, truly am.
Oh man, I gotta take Tish to school, y'all.
School for what? School for money? Yes. School for Marshawn? That's all I want right now.
So basically, like, a long story short, then, and nobody getting Tish goodies unless they Marshawn Lynch.
And you know what? I'll even.
That's an easy disclaimer right there.
I don't even know about all that. Disclaimer. That's a big boy. I'm going to be very honest. I don't even know about all that.
Okay.
I just want to hang out.
I mean, but that's putting expectations on, like, that people didn't know what it is. Somebody go to approach you, like, my name ain't Marshawn, I don't got a chance. So like, now they don't got to waste their time, they don't got to waste your time, because we want to the next person, I guess, that they're trying to,
or they can be bold and just still try it.
So you think it's good to try after rejection?
Yeah, why not? Build character.
So you'd rather somebody try after rejection to say, like, oh, he was dedicated or he was persistent. So,
you know,
that's
persistence
the
is key.
So that's the borderline to dedication and being a stalker. That's a fine line. It's a fine line for all this cute he keep on trying to, yo, I'm just nigga to leave me alone.
Persistence is key. Prime example. I think I might have mentioned it before, but so I have a younger sister. She had these dances, whatever they calls, whatever. And there's a little boy at her school that approached her, asked if, you know, they would, if they could go with her. She didn't really give an answer, right? So he took that answer as a no and proceeded to ask someone else. I can't recall if that person accepted or not, but apparently that's not really the person that he wanted to go with. So he went back to my sister and asked her. And she was like, well, I never said no. Well, you pretty much didn't say yes either. So
makes sense.
Persistence. He came back and tried it again and she said yes.
Okay, so all right, so
but then it didn't happen because he got in trouble.
That 1 out of 50 love, you know, awesomeness. But then, like, right. My thing is like, all right, so we're about the same age. You remember Family Matters?
Yes, I do.
You remember Family Matters?
Of course.
All right, so what would you say of Urkel's persistence for the love of his life, the apple of his eye?
You know what's crazy?
I mean, she likes Stefan. She ain't like Urkel.
I'm laughing because back in when I was in high school, there was an individual that some would have probably considered like Urkel that kept pursuing me. And I, you know, I'm me. I'm very just bleh. Kept pursuing me. Wouldn't let it go. So I just gave in. Persistence is key.
Oh man. Oh, persistence to knock down the walls of the castle. I'm dead.
It's just like, sure, whatever. Okay. You're just not gonna go away. Okay, fine.
I'm gonna give you a shot. You get one shot, do not miss your chance to bliss. Opportunity comes once in a lifetime. This is it for you. You better dream up this. You better give it everything you got. This is your opportunity. I'm giving you your shot. This is your elevator pitch.
And don't get me wrong, like, the individual wasn't ugly. Not like, I don't
just wasn't
think
for
people,
you. I
wouldn't say they weren't for me. It's just I wasn't in the headspace for a relationship, but I just, you know, because they kept trying.
Trigger words for me. What does that mean? People be like, I want to talk, but I'm not ready for a relationship. What does that mean?
Exactly what it means.
No, it doesn't mean like no more relationship with the person that's asking you, or if the right person, like, our person's like, do you ever tell somebody, I'm not ready for a relationship? Like, but actually, I feel bad because I think I did this to somebody. I told somebody that I was ready for a relationship. I'm not ready for a relationship. All right, it's cool. Okay, but we're friends. We're cool. And now I'm in a situation. She's probably looking at me like, I thought you didn't want a relationship.
It's not that I was just going to ask you, What does being in a relationship mean for you?
For me,
we are having technical difficulties. Stand
building
by.
Building Go, aka our future, long term.
Whoa,
long
wait.
term.
You just
accompanied
had
by emotions.
Andrew, you just had like this whole glitch. I have no idea what you just said. So you're going to have to repeat that.
Oh, man. Our relationship is me and you both having like goals with equivalent of going towards a future together, building. We're building to the finish line together. And that's accompanied with emotions, expectations, loyalty, honesty, trust.
Okay. So
that's a relationship.
So this, I would say it's the same
Nobody
thing.
Should invest your time. Your time should be with me. My time should be with you.
Right.
Yes.
So, I mean, like, okay, because you know what? People take relationships very nonchalantly sometimes.
That's
I
the
would
problem.
say the younger generation does that. The mid to older generation doesn't. So when someone of our caliber, of our age frame says that, you know, we'll talk to you, but we're not ready to be in a relationship, it's because we know what comes with a relationship. We know a relationship is not just laying down with somebody. We know a relationship is communicating, is going out with someone, is learning
you gotta
them.
Support that person emotionally,
right,
through the laughs and then
right,
the mood swings and you crying and the whole nine.
Right. That is a relationship. So
without breaking up.
Right. So for me to say I'm not in the right headspace for a relationship, that is what I mean. It's because I know at this time I can give you some of those, but I can't give you all of those. And before I sit there and drive myself crazy or break your heart and your feelings, let me just put it out there and tell you.
So before you go, you have this like list. So you make sure you check all the boxes before you can even go that way. That's responsible. That's a responsible thing to do, though. They don't do that these days. They check one box. I'm trying to fuck. Box check. Move on. It's like, I mean, like,
will you lay with me? Yes or no?
That's it. That's a relationship,
yeah,
right there. Like, that's it. And then, but that's right, the problem, though. And then, like, when that don't work out, when that gets boring, they want to move on and say, we're breaking up. But y'all were never together. Y'all never went through anything. You didn't meet this guy's parents. You didn't meet this girl's parents.
Right.
You don't know her. You don't even know her. What's her middle name?
Right. Well, you'll never know mine. But
when's her birthday?
That's
the
thing.
What's her favorite color?
And that's why.
What's her major?
And maybe that's why I have this aura of me when it comes to a relationship, because it's just, I know what it entails. I can't offer you that. Like, I've had, you know, individuals in the past that have told me, you know, I love you. And I'd be like, and I've told this story before, please don't do that. Don't love me, because I can't love you back.
Fair. But that's honest. That's honest, which is a part of a good relationship. Honesty.
Yeah, but some people can't take honest. Like, I'm not
if
even
you
gonna
can't
say
take
some.
Honesty,
a lot
ready
of
for
people.
Relationship. That's the problem. If you can't take
A
honesty,
lot of people can't take honesty. And
not
then
ready for
I don't
then.
And I don't serve it with a side of strawberries and chocolate. I just serve it on a cold
say,
plate.
Nigga, take this hot sauce. Without the water, because your mouth about to burn.
No silver platter. This is just a regular Corral plate. It's yours. Not, you know what? Not even a Corral. Paper plate. Ah, take it. Nope. Don't love me. I can't give you all of what you need.
So we're relationships. Like, so even like, I want to put me and my friend out there like crazy, crazy. But like, our thing is like, I knew that we were going in the right direction. Not saying that anyway was the wrong direction, but like, because like of how she is and how she was raised and what she's been through.
Mm-hmm.
She started opening up more, and that let me know like we were in a space where like we're opening up more, we're telling each other more, we're experiencing more things. So and by us being distant, all we really have is communication to build this foundation. So like, so I'm gonna know her more than somebody like that's with her, like aka right now, because like she wouldn't talk to that person,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So like, so I think that when it gets to that portion or that part, when you're knowing somebody, like they're discussing things with you, you know, like what they go through, it might be like a episode or a problem that comes up, and like they don't want you to see that portion. Like they don't want you to see that part. But that's the part I actually want to see, because like
right,
if you hide that part from me, then I feel like you're hiding a part of you from me. Then like I might like you, but then I don't like the you. And then like, so I respect her because she told me that she was like, listen, she's like, I don't have good days every day. And she said the person that you met the person that you've been chilling with, I'm not that person all the time. Now, it wasn't like, oh, no, like, no Shrek and Fiora shit where she turns into, like, the beast at night when the moon comes out. But it was real because she's like, I'm not happy. I go through things. I'm not happy all the time. She's like, if you're cool with that, like, you're going to help me go through that, then like, that's a different story. I thought that was real, and I thought that was authentic.
Right, for sure.
And then flip side to me, then you remember, we had my whole situation. So then mm-hmm. that was my disclaimer for like, now talks about my situation, which, you know, we talked about episode one, we go back. So then once we got through that episode, that situation, like, then like she had to make a constitution, like, is this something that she could deal with? Like the label, the stigma, the stuff that goes on, like my past. And then like, so she thought about that, and then she got past that part. And a lot of people can't get past that part. So by her getting past that part, that put her in a different category than people that I was previously talking to before, that some people can't get past that part. So right. that lets but, me know okay. like where it would be.
So let me inquire about your situation with regards to a relationship.
Okay.
I believe you said in a previous episode that you feel it's necessary to disclose your situation.
Yes.
Now, why is that? Like, it's a why is that, and then how much of it do you disclose?
The why, that is basically, so if I'm talking to somebody, and then with anybody charged with any type of murder, rape, whatever the case may be, any felony of any degree, if you're talking to a person, you're trying to be authentic, and like you're just going like everything, like it's like going on a job interview, you think everything is peachy and creamy, and then like they run your contract, you're like, oh shit, this comes up. Then like now it's like, I wasn't being honest with you, I wasn't being forefront with you. So then it's like, now I'm like, from the beginning, I'm deceiving you, and that's not cool. So like, I'd rather like, you know, give like majority of the facts and like the situation at hand and give you like that option to choose, where it's like, you're not feel like you're forced into a situation like, damn, I didn't know. Like, or like, I go somewhere with you and then like, your parents are freaking a judge. And I'm like, oh, hey, like, I sent this to that guy. That's not how you want to meet somebody's parents. Like, you want to give the forefront. That way, they're not like, I can be blindsided. I've been through it all. I have the skin for that. But when you have a significant other and you're talking to somebody, you have to give them that chance too, to be mentally and prepared and ready, because they're going to get blindsided too, just by associating with you, by being with you. You know, about, you could, or you condone that, you know what he did, but like, people don't know the same thing about, oh, you know what he did. I'm like, it's not a matter of doing anything, or you don't know the facts of the case, but like, people go through paper and then jump through it, and they go to their own conclusions, and then so that puts that person on the defense also, because now they got to defend themselves on why they're talking to you or why they want to be associated with you. And then so like, I rather prepare that person for what I already go through. Like, I've been dealing for 14 years now, so it's second nature for me. But somebody just coming into my life, they have to be able to make that decision too, and be willing to go to war and go to bat in the fight also. At the same time, if they have a past or they've been through something, like, I mean, people, like, some people got their kids taken away. Some people, like, they might have stabbed their ex-husband and have domestic assault, domestic violence. Like, you do, like, these are triggers that you need to know. Like, I need to know if you're capable of this. I need to know if you can do this. I need to know, like, what ticks you off, what's your red flags, what's your green flags. So I think that's just open and authentic communication if you're doing a successful and thorough relationship. That way there's no secrets. Like, so right now, like, I feel like that's my thing. Like, when I come out with that and I'm trying to build, that's authentically the lowest case for me, because I'm super vulnerable at that point, where it can go either positively or negatively, one way or the other. You understand what I'm saying?
I got you. All right. Now, here's a follow-up to that. So you've got your situation. You are on parole that is about to be finished.
Yes, 9 months. I'm a baby away, motherfuckers. Yes, baby away. Love it. Nine months.
When that is done, because of the, I guess you could say, the turn of events, the revelation, and, you know, the person coming forward and whatnot, once you are finished parole, will your case go, I don't know. I don't really know the judicial system like that, but will it go back before a judge to be dismissed?
So it would go, it's hard. Like, it's judicial jargon. It's like appeals, like when they're done, when they're expired. It's basically it's like, it's done. I did the time. It's over. I'm stuck with it, but thank you for doing the time. We appreciate it. And then you can go on about your life. So it's like a multiple double-edged sword going on there. Like, I mean, I can pay and keep appealing. So I get a final decision and then get it expunged. That's doable. Like, but that costs more money. And then legally fee wise, like, I done probably bought a house in legal fees. literally. Mm. Sometimes it's not even worth it because, like, even if I get it expunged, you're still going to have that person like, oh, remember you got charged for that, blah, 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 2005, blah, 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 blah. So, like, it doesn't change nobody's opinion, but, like, right. What are you going for? And at the end of the day, like, if you're working for yourself, or if I'm not trying to be the president, I did want to be, like, not the president, but I did want to go into, like, you know, national politics. But, like, the crazy part is, like, barring that situation, the only thing I can't do is pass a Yankee white background check. Like, if nobody else will see it unless I bring it up. But, mm-hmm. like, at the end of the day, if you want to go through that much trouble to look up a person and see, like, I mean, you can do that on Google. Google helps you with that every day. You can find out. You might not get all the facts from Google, but like, you'll get an idea. Like, okay, well, I want to fuck this person or I don't. Like, that's Google. Same thing with jobs and employers. They run the background check. They're not looking for the facts. They just want to know if you got charged with anything before. So it's like, they don't know what happened to you. They don't know what you did, what you didn't do, but they're running a background check on you. So same thing with people. Like, I mean, I do that too. I run background checks all the time. People I want to talk to.
Okay. So, all right. So the reason why I bring that up is because I'm just wondering, like, so say once you do parole, say your situation would be expunged going forward.
Done. So you're saying like, so after it's done and nobody can see no more, would I still bring it up?
Yes. Oh, you just read my mind. Look at you.
And honestly, authentically wise, from actually being in therapy, I still think that would technically be the right thing to do because that person still has to be able to defend themselves. If you get a random crazy person that wants to dig and be a private investigator to try to ruin your life, like, you still have to prepare them for that scenario. Same thing, like, me and my daughter's mom, we go back and forth all the time because, like, we wanted to prepare my daughter for these situations, but then, like, not make her grow up too fast and not make her grow up too slow. But at the end of the day, like, we don't want her to know everything that goes on, but she still has to be prepared for when somebody comes out of pocket, say something about her dad. Like, she has to know how to say what to say, what not to say, and, like, know what's going on. So, like, it's a crazy line. It's a family line. It's a friend line. Like, I got friends, like I said, they're all law enforcement. And, like, so if people go to bat, they're like, listen, I don't care what you say, that's my guy. Point blank, period. And then so once you get that type of person, nobody else has nothing to say. If you get that person like, oh, I don't really know what happened, so da-da-da-da, then that person gets their head filled with the bullshit, and then they have a different perception, a different situation on what they do, and then that causes conflict in that situation. Like, real people, real friends, like, somebody tells you, you're like, oh, I know Drew, it is what it is, man, fuck no. If you got somebody that doesn't know me, then, like, it might be a sticky situation. Because somebody might have a past, somebody might have been touched in the past, somebody might have gone through something in the past, or, like, it's a trigger for them. So it's, like, a matter of, like, well, I'm not dealing with that. Like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't care if he didn't do it, whatever. I'm not going to give an opportunity to do this shit to me. Like, I mean, so it's, like, it makes your mind go in a whole nother way. So I just rather be prepared for it. That way, if you have any reservations on it whatsoever, it's just an idea that we don't talk.
Gotcha.
I'd rather cut you off now than illegally have to cut you off later. Because, like, shit get crazy.
I'm sure.
And then given my type of crazy, I can't afford to be so the first time you get the benefit of doubt when the police come, you get the benefit of doubt. But then once you have a record, expunged or not, they can still, like, it's expunged, but they can still look it up. So then when they come and see you, like, you don't get that benefit of doubt that, well, he was charged for this in 2005. So, you know, likely that he might have did this one is probably, you know, 50-50, and then did this one, that's 75-25. So we're gonna take him in just to be on the safe side, we're gonna take him in. You don't get that benefit of doubt. And I don't got time to be done with that. So I don't put myself in no situation to where it's like, you want to call the police, you want to argue. If you want to argue, you want to hit, you want to break out windows, I'm not the dude for you, period. I'm like nice, calm people that, you know, not to say stay to themselves, but like, just like have, like, just know where they're going. So I always have to talk to like a lawyer or some type of lawyer or something like that, because like, that's just, you know, they supposedly, they mentally have it together.
Okay. I don't know where that.
I beg to differ. Sometimes you beg to differ, but I mean, it is what it is. But yeah, no. But I still would disclose though, just to be on the safe side of protecting everybody, not just myself.
Gotcha. But, okay. All right. Just asking. You know.
And then, so for friends out there that's listening and wondering too, like, I just feel as though, like, if you're in a new relationship or you have any situation to where, like, you do have any type of past, like if you was in domestic violence before, or you might have got charged for like spousal abuse, or not paying child support, I think people should know, like, all right, listen, like, I'm letting you know right now, I got 5 kids, I don't pay child support, I'm a deadbeat dad, you want to lay with me, it's fine. But give her that disclaimer. Like, let her make that sound and decision. And then girls, let the guy know, like, listen, I got 3 different baby dads, and, like, 2 of them are crazy. They're about to get out of jail. I don't want to know.
You are that one in a thousand. They not doing that at all.
It's like, yo. But at the end of the day, too. But at the end of the day, like, somebody will, if it's to their disadvantage, honestly, they're not going to bring it up. I think that's what builds character. And that's what makes people differ from different situations. Like, that's a character building trait for me. Like, I said that, but that took me going through therapy and everything else. Like, I would never have led with that before. Now I lead with it. That way I can weed out the weak ones from the rip. It actually works better for me. That way you don't got to deal with bullshit. I don't got to buy you lunch. F with da 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 da. Huh? What's that? Oh, you been in jail? Da-da-da. Oh, yeah, I'm cool. All right, I don't got to buy you lunch. Deuces. You just saved me a whole $35 from McDonald's. Like, I'm cool. I just I like to read it out in advance. That way, ain't no bull.
Okay. I mean, it makes sense. I was just curious. You know, your situation is very unique.
Listen, I'm constantly navigating this river of life. I'm constantly on a navigation tip. Yeah. I mean, I go with I always try to go with the waves. I don't try to go against the rapids. Because if I fall off the river, ain't nobody going to pull me up. So,
sure enough, won't.
Nobody going to pull you up when you fall in that river. They ain't risking their life for you.
You paddling by yourself. You only got you to save you.
That's so it.
You stay on those calm waters. You navigate it as best as you can. Do what you can. Make informed, competent decisions.
Yes.
Especially in this world when it comes to dating and relationships. It's a lot of craziness out here. It's a lot of unfortunate confusion.
I say make your checklist first. Like you said, like make your checklist. Like thoroughly go to it. And like people that like, are religious, but like, not about thinking like people like talk to God and let him know what are you looking for? Like don't go into it blind. Like have that list, like this is what I want. Pray on that, and that's what you're going to get. Because you go into somewhere blind, you're going to get blind shit. And then shit don't taste good.
Right. I wouldn't say for myself that I have a checklist. I would just say that I, like I've said before, I'm a realist. So I know what I really can do, what I really can give. And if I know I can't do or give you those things, I'm not going to put you in a situation or myself in a situation. So I just, you know, back up, hands off. I'm pretty sure at some point I'll be in a better state, but as of right now, you know, just me and my little one, me and my goals, hopes, dreams, ambitions are what, you know, do it for me, keep me warm at night, so to speak. But there's nothing, and friends, like, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. Like, I really hate the fact that people sit there and make it seem like being single is a horrible thing, or, you know, being in a relationship where you're unhappy is the best thing to do because you want to be with somebody.
Yeah, or the only option. That's the problem. If you do it, I got to be with somebody and I can take all that. That's how abuse happens. That's how, you know, spouse abuse happens. That's how the domestic violence happens. Because, like, you're in a situation that you know you shouldn't be into, but, like, you're settling or you want to be in a situation just for the sake of being in a situation. And that's not good.
Right. Like, settling, that definitely settling. A lot of, I would say a lot more females than males settle. And they definitely shouldn't. But, you know, that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother time.
For sure.
But, you know, friends, hopefully, you know, I didn't damper it towards the end of it, because I felt like getting into your situation just got real, like, serious.
No, always. No, but listen, like, but I always smile. It's a light at the end of the tunnel. The tunnel. And, like, I'm happy. I said, I got my boo. My boo's in there. She rocking out. So it is what it is. Like, listen, man. Happy endings do happen.
For sure.
You just gotta
just be positive.
Wait for the right person. Optimist. Don't be out there. Like, that's me. I'm not an active searcher. Like, sometimes you gotta stay still in your river, and then eventually somebody bump into your raft on there that river. Go. That's it. If it's meant to find you, it's gonna find you. Don't gotta go looking for it.
That's right.
Don't force anything. You force mistakes. You cannot put a circle into a square hole. You might can, depending on how big the square is, but
you know what?
Normally you don't. Normally you don't.
You said it right. So, yeah. So on that note, friends, we thank you for tuning in. Be sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. Follow us on the gram at FIO.POD. You know, tell your mom, tell your grandma, tell your aunts, your uncles, tell your cousin, tell your babysitter, tell your nannies, tell your peppers, anybody's.
And Marshawn,
find me. Find me. before I find you. Because if I find you, it's a wrap. No, I'm stopped.
he thought that the O-line was crazy before. I'm going to say no.
Woo! You ain't never seen me. Anywho, so on that note, be sure to check out other episodes of Figure It Out wherever you listen to podcasts. We are all over. Make sure you are listening. We've got some good stuff going on. But hopefully, you know, this was an interesting episode, I'd say. And hopefully we helped you figure something out today. And until next time, friends, peace and love.
Peace and love.